This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Gary says, I say I jerk off 6 times a day while I drive. This is what I'm concerned about. You're on the road and someone is behind you jerking the fuck off in the car. What is that?
You've never done that? I think I've done that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We are live today, folks.
It was a hellish experience getting going, but we're doing it.
We're doing it. We're always trying to expand this little train, you know?
I know.
Give you guys something new to chew on.
You're demonstrating beautiful pantalones.
Do you like my new pant? Motocross pants?
Yeah, because you're such a motocross racer.
These are Finnish motocross pants.
Okay.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. If you're just joining us, we usually begin with a question of the week.
I came up with this question.
You did. Were you a little fucked up when you came up with this question?
What the hell does that mean? No. It was a great question.
No, you actually were fucked up on this question.
What do you mean I was fucked up? How do you know if I was fucked up?
Because you just had gotten a colonoscopy and you had just taken some drugs.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember this conversation we had?
No.
Yeah. You're trying to come up with the question.
I came up with the question 2 days ago.
Yeah, but then when we were actually sending it out, you're like, I don't
know. Oh, yeah, I couldn't.
You were all sorts of drugs. And the drugs Michael Jackson apparently were taking.
Michael Jackson.
That's what you said.
Oh, yeah, it was Michael Jackson.
Well, who did you think?
I thought for a second Michael Jordan. No, anyway, okay.
Well,
back to the question at hand. I was thinking about this because, you know, when you're laying down to go to sleep, you know, sometimes thoughts cross your mind and whether or not one should self-pleasure oneself.
How did this come about? Were you going to sleep and you were wondering if you
should self-pleasure?
I was thinking
about this for a while. I'm thinking about my go-to routines and I was thinking to myself, how do I decide if I should self-pleasure? Should I make it really fast and just get it over with?
How do you decide?
I usually say, yeah, let's do it fast and get it over with.
You do say that?
You, of course, probably go into a whole tantric.
A lot of thought that goes into mine. But here, let me just lay down the foundation of this conversation, which is the question of the week is, how often do you masturbate and what goes through your mind before doing so?
Right.
Okay. So I guess we can launch into this.
Launch.
And by the way, I was usually when I read the question of the week, I'm not so concerned about hearing your answer, but for some reason, this question makes me queasy thinking about your answer.
My answer was basically, let's put on some check Glory Hole Secrets.
That's what you didn't even answer the question. How often do you masturbate and what goes through your mind before doing so? You just get that impulse like, oh, give me the check.
Yeah.
Give me the check Glory Holes.
Something that's going to get my mind going and I can fantasize and do whatever I want to do then. And within a few minutes, we're ready for bed. Because you know what? I was going to actually do
minutes.
I was going to do some research on this.
Super interesting.
You know, everyone needs a little dopamine and oxytocin and all these wonderful hormones to get released when you have an orgasm. So you could justify it by saying, I'm doing this for my mental health.
Yeah.
My physical and mental health.
So sometimes I feel that it's a good stress reliever, right? And sometimes.
No, I didn't say stress reliever.
What do you think all those things do?
A stress reliever. It could just be something that you will be beneficial.
Okay, beneficial. Stress relief is beneficial to me, but maybe not for you. Maybe you like to mount stress.
Maybe I don't have that much stress.
Yeah, maybe you don't have that much stress. My ass, you don't have that much stress. So sometimes I think, okay, yeah, it's fun. Let's do this. And then other times I'll go weeks where I'm in such a work mode, especially if I got a clown show coming up that I'm preparing for. It's a celibate week where I don't want to lose any creative juice that I possibly have.
See, this is a bunch of hooey.
You think that's hooey? I don't think it's hooey.
I think it's hooey.
I don't think it's so hooey.
People out there.
Well, got the live audience right here. What do you think? Do you think your sexual energy is actual creative energy that you need, and by masturbating you lose some of that? I'm curious, you on YouTube, what do you think?
I believe that's a new thing, like, you know,
I mean, a new thing, it's an ancient
creative juices stuff, you know, you don't lose it, you're gonna, if you don't use it, you will lose it. That's the point.
Okay,
I have friends of mine who've gone through menopause. They're like, I'm done with that. No, you're not done with that. You should start up again. Get the engines going.
It was amazing that this week that came up for us. We were talking with one of your friends, and she was talking about the hormone replacements.
Right. And when you start taking hormone replacements, all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, maybe I should do a little self-pleasuring.
Muhammad Ali believed that.
Well, what is he, like, your guru?
Bubba Drott told us that just now. It makes sense. I'm telling you, I feel a big difference in creative energy. When I've got it all bottled up in me, I'm ready to fucking do something.
Maybe men have a more...
I think there is something there.
It's a men-woman thing.
I don't know. I mean, I do think there's a biological thing here. I mean,
because you got to get those sperm out of your system?
Or you need it a good, a healthy amount in the cannon. Because afterwards, you really do feel depleted. That's why you want to go to sleep. So you can imagine it takes...
But women don't need to necessarily go to sleep afterwards.
I know. So there's a difference here.
There's a difference.
Biologically.
Biological difference.
Okay. Anyway, do you want to answer this question or did you answer the question?
I just answered it. Do you want to answer this question?
I would say it really varies for me. I can masturbate. I can go weeks without it. And then I can go 3 days in a row.
And then what goes through your head on those 3 days?
No, I don't got much going on and enjoying myself.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm impressed because in the past you're like, oh, I don't have time for this. I'm going to cook garbanzo beans and then maybe I'll sneak it in the midst of that cooking.
And then, you know, Bryson says, I noticed that if I don't release the energy, I'm creatively blocked. See? I'm telling you, it's not crazy, Mom. Chantel says, I masturbate almost every day. I'm a very horny woman and thinking about my partners or potential ones and how they would be is what gets me going. Sometimes I like to call out their names during climax.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? Suddenly you hear your neighbor shout someone else's name?
This happened to a friend of mine. She was climaxing and she was with a guy.
She shouted the wrong name.
She shouted the wrong name.
Unbelievable.
They broke up.
Crystal says, maybe us chicks get more creative to keep you guys going. I don't know exactly what that means, but maybe you guys are just more creative than us. I don't know.
I told you this was going to be a good answer that because people in general... They know about masturbation. They may not
know about masturbation.
But that's why we got a ridiculous amount of answers.
Okay, so Casey says, can't wait for the live show that is happening right now.
We're here, Casey.
I usually get after it at least once a day by myself, followed up by another round with my guy after work. My brain is usually feeling sneaky and freaky even though I'm alone. Orgasms help me relax. Look at that. Stress reliever, mother.
Stresses.
And relieve chronic pain. So I'm all about them.
Oh, wow.
Plus, it's just plain fun.
Plain fun is what I'm all about.
I will say, going through all these answers, I was surprised how many people said daily or multiple times a day. It's unbelievable.
How about Mort?
Mort? What, it was five times a day?
We interviewed a guy who literally, he said he masturbated five times a day.
James says, I'd say about three times a week I slam my nuts with the Palm Sisters.
The Palm Sisters?
But more interestingly is what goes through my mind. Sometimes I think about befriending an elephant to the point where I can have 3 feet of ivory tusk up my ass.
Oh my God.
Just hanging out 8 feet off the ground, vigorously pumping my sausage while the gray beast strolls through the jungle.
Who said this?
This is James. Or he keeps going.
James, what's with the jungle theme?
You talk about a Tarzan over here. He's trying to get lifted up by an elephant.
On the tusks. I will never think about elephant tusks again in the same way.
The ultimate anal probe.
Oh, okay, go on.
He goes on to say, or what it would be like to have 20 big-titted demons hooked up to milking machines as a priest yells directions at a nun on how to better give me a hand job, and the whole time spraying us down with the demon breast milk. Nothing kinky, just everyday vanilla masturbation thoughts. Yeah, that nothing kinky over
nothing
here, James.
Key. Those are everyday masturbation thoughts.
Basically, he says he's into sounding, fisting, rando encounters, and a lot of moms.
A lot of moms.
Yep. This is a poet.
He is a poet and he doesn't know it.
My brain doesn't even go in these directions. I wish my brain had such creativity.
Well, now it can, because you can use his.
You think I'm going to be masturbating, imagining myself hovering in the air? I just see myself like flailing.
With a tusk up my ass.
I couldn't even get a finger up my ass. How is a tusk going to fit in up there?
It's fantasy, Cam.
You have a gaping asshole for the...
I don't know how big a tusk is.
A tusk is very large.
Like, I was thinking of a chauffeur, you know, like a horn that they use at in the high holidays.
Yeah.
That's got like a curved, like a spiral.
You think in the history of Jews, people have put a chauffeur up their asshole?
I guarantee there is one or two Jewish men out there, horny, or women, who have stuck a chauffeur up their ass.
Wow.
This is getting really kinky now. All right, let's keep going.
We got LJ who says, every day that I've masturbated, the skill of masturbating, LOL.
I really like that answer, by the way. When I was looking at that answer, and then there was something very creative about the answer. Every day I've mastered the skill of masturbating, LOL. I like it.
I like it too. David says, daily, my girlfriend.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but we know his girlfriend.
I know him and his girlfriend. I do not know what that means, my girlfriend.
He's thinking about his girlfriend. That's what he's thinking about. Do you think he was calling you his girlfriend?
No, I was just saying I didn't understand what that meant, my girlfriend. I thought he was calling his dick his girlfriend.
I will masturbate to the person I'm seeing, usually. Unless I don't want to be seeing them, then I'll cut it off to avoid any...
You'll cut what off?
The masturbation, to thinking, fantasizing about them during masturbation. What?
I don't understand why you cut it off.
If I don't want to be in the relationship with the person, I can't masturbate to them.
Why?
Because it reinforces something in my brain, like I want to be with this person. Is that interesting, huh?
Why do you make everything so complicated?
It's not complicated. It's a one-to-one. YouTube audience, please chime in here. Doesn't that make sense?
I've never met anyone actually into sounding. What?
Do you know what sounding is?
I forgot.
Sounding is when you put like a... basically something in your urethra.
I knew it sounded familiar. I knew it sounded familiar. Get it?
Very funny, mother.
I must have blacked that out.
You're a wonderful word player. Mother of Carp says, I 100% agree, Cam. This is why... then we have Josh say, Cam makes himself complicated, LOL. God damn it. Yes, I was thinking, Josh, it is
absolutely true. Cam makes himself so complicated. Why can't you just fantasize about what the fuck you want
to
fantasize?
Because imagine that I'm trying to cut things off with a woman, and now I'm thinking about her nonstop.
Who cares?
No, you can manifest some shit when you're masturbating. When you're coming, you can start creating. Some people do these manifestations when they're jizzing.
What?
When they're eking one out.
Man.
Squeaking. You know? They do that. People do that. People swear by that.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you are about to fucking blow a load and you start manifesting, I want this $1 million.
Oh, that, I know who's going to vote go for that one. I know someone over there with the pray for Pac hat on who's pretending not to be listening to the conversation.
Okay. All right. So let's leave him out of this if he doesn't want to participate.
All right.
Okay. Aaron says, masturbation, my old friend and companion. Before dating, I would masturbate up to 9 times a day.
That beats Mort.
Usually on the weekends. That might be a record that we've seen here.
We had a guy that used a fleshlight so much, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Great story.
If you guys go back on Sex Talk of the Mom podcast and find the podcast that had to do with the fleshlight in the hospital.
It's called Flicking the Bean.
It was called Flickin' the Bean?
Yeah. His name was also Cam.
And his name was Cam. All right. Go find it.
Okay. So this guy says, 9 times a day, Aaron, thank you. While dating, I don't normally beat my meat, but maybe once a week. And now that I'm single, I still only beat my meat once or twice during the week. However, when I do beat my penis, what's with all the beating going on here? I literally cannot function until I come. What I mean is once it enters my mind, I need to jizz to be able to do anything else. I now again beat my meat about 5 to 9 times a day on the weekends.
Oh, God.
That's interesting. The weekend, damn. Weekday, spending a lot of weekend hours. He goes...
Well, obviously he cannot go to work and do this.
He's got homework. He said intermittently while doing homework, wake up, beat it, get home from church, beat it. Get home from church.
Get home from church.
Make lunch, beat before doing homework for a few hours, take a break and beat. It's a vicious cycle. It's kind of interesting that I'd rather beat myself than go get laid. It's so much work to have someone beat my dick for me when I can get it done in half the time and don't have to entertain someone before, during, or after.
I can understand that. I can understand what he's trying to say.
Anyways, yay masturbation. Love your show. Happy holidays. Thank you and happy holidays to you. What a response about the beating. Unbelievable.
There's a lot of beating going on. A
lot of beating. Adam is saying, have you ever beat it with your left hand and pretended it was someone else?
What, as opposed to your right hand?
It's a completely different experience. I completely agree with him.
All right. So when you're in the midst of beating, do you concentrate on one hand or the other?
Yeah. What? Yes. I'm aware of which hand I'm using, of course.
Do you alternate?
Yes, I do. Because I watched a beducated, it was another sex educator. There was a video talking about increasing your stamina and they recommended.
Changing
the hand that you're comfortable with usually. Basically, it pushes you to become more present with your penis. And they recommend lube.
I always recommend lube. Wetter is always better. Vince Kelvin had his mohawk over one eye to be more creative.
What in the world are you bringing that up for?
Left hand, right hand, right brain, left brain, mohawk over the one eye. It's all related.
Left hand, right hand, mohawk over the eye? Are you kidding me? All right. Should we keep going?
Sure.
Cassie says, I love, by the way, we're getting a mixture of men and women who was responding to this.
I thought about that when I was reading some of these. I was like, wow, I thought I was just going to get all men, but we're getting a lot of women. I like that.
And a lot of them say that they're equally as horny as the men.
Oh, for sure. Do you think age is more of an issue.
Do you think it's our show that we collect a sneaky freak audience? And that's why they're more likely to masturbate than the normal?
It's a controlled study that we have to make.
We have to do a controlled study. We have to find another
placebo
podcast,
group.
Maybe like the somewhat like a news or like a true crime.
A true crime podcast.
Yeah. And ask
and see
them.
If their people are more likely to masturbate with their right or left hand.
That's
all
right.
These questions will be answered.
Yes.
True crime.
Well, Cass, you have some people in the chat who are very excited for your response, so let me read it for you.
Okay.
Cass says, it used to be about 5 times a week, but since starting SSRI medication, it's gone down to about once a month.
All right, so for those of you who don't know what that is, that's medication to help with depression, anxiety, all those kind of things, and sometimes it affects your libido and ability to orgasm.
In fact, there was the initial treatment for premature ejaculation
is to take that
sex education no longer, but at the time when it was when people started trying to treat sex
they came
premature ejaculation
they
you can expand it by taking SSRIs.
How do you know this?
I talked to Dr. Ian Kerner about premature ejaculation extensively.
Okay,
you know this.
I just was curious as to how you knew this little tidbit of information.
So Cass goes on to say, I usually have to decide if I want to luxuriate, try something new, use a toy, or just try to reach peak as fast as I can.
There she
love y'all. Thankful
woman
for
in
you.
A woman in my team.
You're trying to reach peak as quickly as you can?
Try to do it real quick. In, out, done, ready for bed.
In, out, done? See, what are you give me such a hard time for not luxuriating in it. And here you are saying you in, out, done.
It depends on what time I start. It depends on if I've already taken my sleep medication, because then I'm not going to have a lot of time left before I pass out.
Do you think for yourself that masturbation is practice for sex?
No.
The people say that about sex for men or for penis owners.
What does that mean?
That you, the way that you masturbate is like practicing how you're going to basically have sex. Are you, how long you're going to last? How long are you typical? Your
I
masturbation
hadn't really
sections?
Thought about that.
Yeah, it's practice. What?
Do you think women are the same way? We need to
practice
for sex.
That's why I'm asking you, mother.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you want to, there's some women that had trouble with it, so they should do it on their own.
You think it, see, that's what I'm surprised at. Most women I've been with, most vulva owners, I will say, it takes a long time for them to reach orgasm. 45
minutes sometimes.
But you're here saying when you're masturbating, 2 minutes. What's going on there?
You don't have to think about pleasing the other person, or even you don't have to think about it if the person's getting lockjaw because he's been down there for so long.
So there's thoughts that are preventing you from really releasing.
Or just you know what to do to go right there.
Yeah, and the other person does not. Why Maybe. Involve other people at all then?
I don't know.
I mean, it makes...
Who needs them?
Sure, let's turn to the chat for a second.
What do we got there?
We got Josh who says... Cam, have you been on any date recently? If yes, can you share about how your dates were? Ah, Josh, I've been on some dates, and I can't talk about my current dates right now.
Right, right. Just he'll talk about ones that he's had in the past.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
we've had a bunch of them on the show.
When I talk about my current dates, it ends up backfiring. It's the
you'll get in trouble.
It's the whole Higgs boson experiment. The particle, if it's being watched, will inevitably change form.
Oh my God. Who the hell
if
is
I
Higgs?
If I start commenting
Who
on.
Who is Higgs Bowman?
Boson.
Who's Higgs Boson?
It's a fucking physics thing. I don't know.
So you just keep your. Basically
you
keep
start
your
observing
private
the shit
private.
If you start observing the particles, it immediately changes the nature of the particles so just like, by observing it.
All right. If you told someone about the current dating situation, it would ruin your current dating situation.
That's exactly right. I've tried it on the show, but it's a disaster.
Well, you've had people on that you've had relationships with.
Yeah, but that's a different experience when they're able to share their experience. Crystal says, I might help myself one or two times a week, or sometimes I just wait until the weekend when I can see my BF and have the real deal. Or every once in a while, we'll do it together over the phone. Now that's fun.
Oh, I'm glad you found something fun.
I love that.
You like phone sex.
Love it.
You like sexting.
Yeah.
Is this on FaceTime?
Sexting, actually,
or what is this?
I have a little trouble with. Here's why.
Because you can't hold a phone and sext.
Yeah, that is not the problem.
What, it gets all slimy?
No.
Well, what's the problem?
Fuck. No.
What's the problem?
The problem is you never know where the person is when you're sexting with them.
Who cares?
Because sometimes they're at a concert, they're in a movie.
Wouldn't they say, I'm not going to do this right now because I'm in the movie?
In the past, they haven't often said that, and I'm just sitting there. If they start, and then I keep going, and I'm just sitting there with my dick in my hand, no responses.
Oh, poor Cam.
It's just...
why don't you ask, are you available to sext?
That is a good question. It's down the road. That's down the road, though. That's a great question, though.
Are you available for some sexy talk?
Some sexy... Are you available? Are you in the vicinity of your roommate and whatever?
Oh, okay.
okay. Mother of Carp recommends that if you are having an issue sexting because with your phone in one hand, your dick in the or whatever you got in the other, get a headset. How do you like that for a recommendation? Why are you confused?
Oh, that's if you're talking. Well, I'm just wondering if you are doing FaceTime or what's happening.
Get like a customer service headset going on.
A customer service headset with a video attached?
I don't know if the video needs to be attached.
FaceTiming?
That is a good question. That is a good question. It must be FaceTime or video or audio because you can't. It doesn't help with the texting situation.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for.
See, like when I was single in those days, I never had all these options.
Well, there's a lot of options now. Christian says definitely masturbate 4 to 5 times a week. Usually thinking about my wife and I had different hot wife experiences and all the different guys she has had.
Yep, that's cool.
Tony says, hi, Cam and Karen. I masturbate on a daily basis. It helps me sleep at night.
See, that's kind of like, I always think that too. I always think, well, if I do this, then I'm going to probably sleep better.
I got a friend who thinks he sleeps worse after he comes. What?
Who?
It's a friend.
Okay.
Who's gotten into the tantra shit.
Oh, and it's got him so worked up that he can't sleep?
You know, it's kind of like alcohol. You like go to bed. It maybe after drinking alcohol, you get tired and you can drowse. You can go doze off, but you don't actually go to such deep levels of sleep.
But you get all these hormonal releases that it makes you sleep better. That's the whole idea of this.
I don't know.
I do know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told you, I did some research on, I think it was called 69 Reasons
Always 69.
To have an orgasm.
Why is it always 69 with you?
A clever number.
It's a clever number. Sage says, as a very busy mom, I don't masturbate often, maybe once a week. I will say, as a woman, I usually think about all the things I have to do while I'm flicking the bean.
That would make things go a lot slower.
A lot slower. And we've heard this as well. Remember we were in the hot tub? And this time last year, we were in a hot tub. With a bunch of people, and one of them was talking about how she's constantly thinking about other things when she's masturbating,
when she's having sex, because she said she was ADHD and she couldn't focus.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sage. I hope you maybe find a massage or something to help you out, get in the mood.
A
little Nuru massage. I found that Nuru oil in my. You know, I have Nuru oil.
No, what's new? Oh, they just spread it all over the place.
Yeah, it's very gunky. And
where'd you get that?
In one of the sex conventions I've been to. Jeez.
So have you used it?
No. Never used it. All right. Oh, I like this response from Colette. I love masturbating, or as I call it, flicking. Recently, before flicking, I've been trying to do so more mindfully to enhance the experience. This is what I'm talking about. So that means a lot of mindful breathing and awareness of how my body feels, not necessarily any dirty thoughts, kind of a type of meditation is what I'm going for. Look at this.
You
love this?
Yeah.
I love this, and you give me shit for this.
Well, it extends the orgasm.
And to when be you mindful?
Extend, it's, I don't know if it's from a guy, but from a girl, if you extend it, it makes a better orgasm.
Yeah, of course. Same with a guy. She goes on to say, I have never been a fan of porn and I rarely use toys. Just do it the old-fashioned way and sometimes the results are crazy good. My goal is to orgasm just through breath works someday.
That would be
I've tried that before.
Inhale. How does that work for you?
I just end up just sitting there looking at my boner. Just not knowing what to do. A weird image. Okay.
Man, this is a popular topic.
How many more do you want?
Keep going. There's a couple here that are funny. Ima says, Ima?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say? Probably 2 to 3 times a day.
Mom, stop. That's the one that you're not supposed to read. The fuck?
You said...
I know. It says anonymous. Stop reading that.
I'm reading a different one.
No, that's the one. You wrote anonymous here.
Under Ima?
Just stop reading that one.
All right. Forget that one.
Why did you even write the name? You wrote the name and then anonymous next to it. Why would you do that?
I have a different sheet than you do.
I have
no names on mine.
All right. Laura says, I masturbate at least once a day, sometimes twice. I rarely use porn. My lovers instead make appearances here and there in my head. I am consciously working on sinking into my body lately and trying new toys and methods as a way to explore myself. Laura and Colette, you guys are learning from the same person, you know?
You know, it's interesting. It didn't even dawn on me to masturbate without toys.
What do you mean? What does that mean? You don't even ever just use your hand?
Nope.
Wow.
Why? That would make things go a lot slower.
I often just think the old-fashioned hand.
Hand is, if necessary, but if it's not necessary, why not?
Tom says, the elder statesman.
As we know, Tom is in his 70s.
Beat the meat a couple times a week. Kind of a slant rhyme. Usually a fantasy about FMF threesome, female threesome, or swingers, but often about my wife. Tom, age 72. I love that he puts his age here. He's getting
older. I love that he's still jerking off.
I love that he puts his age because you always think of him as 70 years old.
And he's actually 72, like the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't get me started on the Golden Bachelor. Here she goes. I'm not even going to. I was thinking to myself, these women are all ready to marry him. They have no clue if he is good and bad or not.
I thought they do the whole bridal switch.
The last two, but all the ones up to that said they wanted to marry him, they had no clue if he's even.
Yeah, what happens if they go into the fuck den and then.
He sucks.
They come out and they say, actually, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
So would I. It would be a breaking truthful news. Reality show.
And then the other person.
Also says
there,
he sucked.
The other person there is like, well, I'm going to just take the shitty sex. Do you think the producers of the show do a test to see if he's sexually.
No, I don't, because he looked like he was a worse kisser.
They got to do some questioning about his sex life.
Well, arranged marriages don't have any choice of what you get. You get.
I just think it would be wild if they chose someone who's terrible at sex.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. What makes someone good at sex?
The same thing with
though?
The Bachelor.
Huh.
Or the Bachelorettes. They don't really know until they go into the bridal suite or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Mom, that's what we're talking about.
I'm saying that not just the Golden Bachelor. I'm talking about any of these.
Yeah. All right. Gary says, I say I jerk off 6 times a day while I drive. This is what I'm concerned about. You're on the road and someone is behind you jerking the fuck off in the car. What is that?
You've never done that? I think I've done that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never jerked off while driving. What are you coming?
Never
you,
have
what?
I ever jerked off while driving.
You just veer off the side of the road when you come?
I don't know, but I know I haven't done it in the last, like, I would say 20 years.
Why would someone do that?
But I have done it.
Well, what's the excitement?
Because
there?
Like maybe I went to get a massage and I was all horned up and I didn't want to like, forget about that feeling, and I decided, well, I'll just jerk it off real quickly in the car.
Jesus Christ. You don't want to forget about the feeling.
Yeah, you don't want to forget it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love the last one here.
Yeah, this one is talking about an older woman. Are you going to, do you want to finish that or no?
This is Guinevere?
No, Gary, still saying, I jerk off 6 times a day while I drive, and I say older women go through my mind, well, other things too, but I love it.
I love the older woman. Gary is also the Golden Bachelor's name.
Jesus. All right. You want to do the last
one? Also is your father's name who passed away.
Wow.
So
what's with all the sharing right
coming
now?
Coming up with the name Gary, and he spells it differently.
Yeah. All right. You're done. You want to skip to the last one?
I'm ready to skip to, hi, this is Guinevere. I am 56 years old and masturbate basically every single day. I watch porn with 3 exclamation marks.
You love that?
Yep.
Why?
She's one of my girls. One of my girls. Yep. That I like that, Guinevere.
You like that she's down to
watching porn.
Watch porn. Yep. You think she's watching the Czech glory holes?
She might be. I can't recommend it enough.
Well, I want to thank everyone for participating in that question of the week.
I want to thank
as
everyone.
Always, you can join us by texting us at 310-356-3920. Give us a text. We'll send you a weekly text. We'll let you know when we're going live. Hopefully, we won't have technical difficulties.
And you'll be part of our Sneaky Freak fam.
Yeah, we love to hear from you guys. It's very fun to. I feel like I'm connected with a lot of these people.
We are.
I really do feel. Oh, James, reached out with another wild fucking poetic thing.
James wins for most creative.
Yeah, he is James the poet. James the poet is his name.
James the poet
or the
and
bard?
He sticks
like James
that,
the bard?
That tusk up his ass.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
He and Tom the Elder Statesman will probably get along.
They
very
would
well.
Get along. Yeah. I wonder if they're related in some way.
The younger statesman.
Wow. I did have a Dear Sneaky Freak question that I kind of stole from the New York Times, but I would like to read it to you if that's all right.
Oh, sure.
The printing job that you did on this is
I know
so wonderful.
I was thinking maybe we should just
skip it. No, I'm gonna read it.
Okay, read it.
Here we go. Oh, but we did get a comment here saying, I visited my first glory hole recently. I thought about you guys the entire time.
Oh my God, who is this?
Lycos.
Who?
Lycos.
Lycos.
Yes.
Lycos. I want to hear
you
more.
Made our
I want to
day.
Hear more.
We need some details.
Because
what
I think
the
there
hell
are people
happened?
Out there that think the glory holes are just bullshit.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're not.
People are going to glory holes.
I mean, even if it's bullshit, you're still seeing what goes on in this.
Yeah, the people are saying congratulations and mazel tov to Lycos. Lycos, if you want to share any details, we're open to it. If you don't feel comfortable putting it in the chat, you can text us 310-356-3920.
Who says, I love music, hello?
His name is I Love Music. He's saying hello. Okay. I want to read this.
You know how there's I Love Music, hello.
There are like sex advice columns that are like Dear
Abby,
this is Dear Sneaky Freak, okay?
Oh, Dear Sneaky Freak. Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Sneaky Freak, my mother, who is in her early 70s and was widowed about a year ago, has been struggling to adjust to life without her husband. As her only child, I have also been struggling to find ways to be helpful. Finances have been a particular challenge for her. One concern is the cost of her cable and streaming subscriptions. Recently, she has added subscriptions for 4 separate premium pornography channels, adding $160 per month to her already exorbitant cable bill.
Although
my mother is an avid internet user, she evidently doesn't understand that there's ample free pornography available online. Should I discuss this issue with her?
Yes.
I'm aghast at the amount of money she's spending unnecessarily on porn, but I'm incredibly uncomfortable with the prospect of having a conversation about it.
Hmm.
Anonymous.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, maybe the mother knows that there's a lot of free porn out there and she's choosing to pay for her porn because she wants to be ethical.
Or you get much more high definition.
Oh, she wants the high quality.
She wants the high quality.
You think that's what's happening?
That's what I've been told, why people pay for porn.
You don't think it's just that the mother has no clue how to find the free porn?
It's probably that too.
It's definitely that.
So he should just go ahead and show her. This is what you do. Go to xnxx.com, put that you're over the 18, and then you're there. Check glory hole. It's very simple. All you do is look for tags.
Check glory hole.
Check glory hole. You will find enough porn that you don't need to buy another one ever again.
Do you think that you're unique in your desire for check glory holes?
No, obviously. Who just went there? But you like a certain type of porn. Nero? No.
No, that was
yoga porn.
That was 2022, I think.
Oh, it's so passe.
It was passe.
What kind of genre are
you
into?
We've already talked about this, that I like that when they're giving you like instructions and...
Oh, you like the dom thing.
It's not really a dom
thing. That's not porn. That's like OnlyFans stuff or chat rooms.
No, because they're also like, you know...
You're interacting with them. That's
not... No, I'm not.
You're not. What are you doing then?
These are pre-made videos.
So why do you think that she's, or he, or whoever is dominating?
She's not necessarily dominating so much. Well, it kind of is.
You're like instructional.
I'm trying to think of it.
You like instructional. I know why. Because then it can kind of be educational, and then you don't feel like you're wasting your time.
Not really. It makes me feel more connected with the person.
Because they're,
when
they're,
I'm just
they're
watching,
not they're not interacting with you though, right?
But they're talking to the camera. It's like it's a very different experience.
The fourth wall.
They're breaking the fourth wall.
They're breaking the fourth wall.
That's what I'm saying, Mom. There's some artistic integrity over here.
And you think that is real?
What do you mean real?
She's obviously reading a script or something.
But it's more real than if she were just banging away some other dude.
Well, you're like a little plot.
Yeah. It's not a plot.
How do you find instructional type?
You search for that.
You write instructional.
XNXX. I actually don't go to XNXX because I don't want to
Pornhub
accidentally walk into your check glory hole.
You can't walk. You can't. It's impossible. It's one of 400 tags that they have. So you look up instructional porn and that's how you find these things?
Yeah, jerk off instruction.
Jerk off instructions?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's great.
Unreal. Anybody else on our live stream go to that same...
Any
common tissues everywhere.
Okay.
God.
So Lycos has given us a little details about the glory hole.
Maybe she's Lycos subscribed
says,
by accident.
I wasn't sure what to expect. It was really hot though, and someone asked me out on a date.
How does that even happen? She's behind a wall and she doesn't speak English.
The person at the glory hole? You're just thinking about Jack.
Yeah.
There are some English-speaking glory holes. They're not all Czechoslovakian.
No, the ones that, those are disgusting ones. All you do is you see a dick in a hole. That's all you do. It's just,
all right. I don't want to hear more about this. I mean, Lycos is describing common tissues everywhere. That is not a fun image for me to see.
Lycos, that's nasty. That's got to be, like, not hygienic at all.
I don't know.
The hell was going on over there? Was this in the United States, Lycos?
All right. Anyway,
what was it?
So, do we solve the person's problem about with the mother who is looking for?
Well, people are saying props for the mother who's paying for her porn.
Yeah, right. So maybe leave the person as is. Although she needs to save money, maybe just show her what. Maybe a little note. Go to Pornhub.com.
Or maybe just like you don't need four porn stations.
Yeah, maybe one is fine.
One might be adequate.
She just has no clue she's subscribing. Then you need to have a conversation.
I don't like that either. When you go on any of these free ones, there's like something on the bottom right corner is like, do you want to get laid tonight type of thing? And it's so annoying because if you don't press it at the right time, all of a sudden you go right into like camming. It's annoying. What's going on in your clown-like world there, Cam?
Oh, I had a clown show this past weekend.
I was there.
What did you think?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I was surprised.
You were surprised that you had fun at one of my clown shows?
I thought I would hate it because I've been to other clown shows that you've been involved with, and they usually are, by the end, they're running around, their dicks hanging out. I don't understand that.
You only saw a little sideball in this one, an ass.
I saw a lot of, this is one guy was taking things off and pretending to be a magician.
Yes.
And then he grabs a camera out of his asshole. It wasn't, there's like in his ass.
Talking about not hygienic.
And then he hands it to me. I was in the front row, and my boyfriend, Deez, as you know, is very germophobic, and he whips the camera out of my hand. One of these little disposable cameras. He just whipped it. He's like, you're not touching that.
I was standing next to that guy in the bows. And I always had to hold his hand during the bows after he does that
sketch. No, you held his hand after he's sticking things all over his body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't love that.
But yours was very funny.
Thank you, Mother.
You were like my favorite. Well, I'm kind of biased.
You're a little biased.
But you came out there and you look like a gnome.
Yeah.
Like some, I don't know, like a little.
A woodland gnome?
A woodland or like a hobbit or something.
Yeah.
Some weird looking dude. And
yeah.
And you just started. And apparently everybody was noticing that you had something in your pants.
A bulge.
Everyone's noticing it.
Yeah.
I, of course, have no clue.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden at the end of your little song, which is about a clementine.
Oh, my darling clementine.
Can you give us a little?
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling clementine.
Yeah. It's an old time song. And then all of a sudden you pull a fork out of nowhere and stab your dick area and pull out a clementine.
It's pretty good.
Shocked me. Apparently, a lot of people, including my boyfriend, thought you just had an erection or something.
They thought I was packing.
Thought you were packing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that?
He was very impressed there for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, he sat there thinking, my God, I never knew this.
No, in fact, I just had a little citrus in my pants.
Little citrus, little orange, little tangerine.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little risky to invite someone, regardless, it could be your family, your friends, someone you're dating, to your clown show.
Well, it's not guaranteed laughs.
You don't know if you're going to be funny. You don't know if that style of humor is going to appeal to the person.
Well, people out there need to know that it's not like everybody's running around with a red nose.
No, there's no red noses, actually.
Although you did look a little clown-like.
I look like a goofball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new style of comedy. Well, it's based in very ancient traditions, but people are saying it's like the new improv, where improv was in the
80s.
Improv.
Yeah. Oh, you're up on the times.
Yeah, I'm at the cutting edge.
You're at the cutting edge. Well, anyway, that was a great show you put on.
Thank you, Mother. And so now, you know, I'm all up, you know, I'm fucking loving the clown shit out here. And I'm wondering if I should stay in LA and continue doing clown classes or go to France back to the school.
Back to where the old man is teaching.
Where I put my nose down to the grindstone 5 days a week. It's sad. It's a difficult decision. I'll keep you all abreast of what is to happen.
Please let us know.
Oh, man. I did. I just want to turn to the audience for a sec, who did say, "Hi, Cam and Karen, I missed you." That's from Kylie. Kylie.
Hi there. We also missed you. We miss all of you.
And Lyco says, "I am really loving Cam's pants." So,
you guys check him out. We'll take a picture when we're done and we'll put it on TikTok or Instagram or something.
You're going to do that?
Yeah. Okay. I would do that.
Okay. All right. What's going on in your life that you want to share?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Well, I just like to tell you that having a colonoscopy is a freaking nightmare. It is literally a shit show. Now, I've had two colonoscopies and I never went through anything like this.
What was going on?
You take this stuff, you drink like an exorbitant amount of this gross watery shit, and literally within like a half hour, 45 minutes, you feel like a gurgling.
Oh, no.
So you go and you take shit and you come back out and you think you're done. No, 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 no. This is going to go on.
No.
And I kept running in and out of the bathroom and then I'm on the couch and all of a sudden I feel the gurgling and I don't even make it to the couch.
Oh, no.
So there's shit all over the place.
No.
Yes. And I had the dog.
No.
It was a horrible thing.
Do you see this?
He was not even paying attention because the damn Giants were playing.
Oh, you're shitting your pants.
I shit my pants. I'm shitting all over the floor. And he's not, he doesn't give a literal shit.
Oh, my at all. Fucking God.
Anyway, I told this the next day to the nurse that was getting me ready for the colonoscopy. And she says, you know what you should have brought is diapers. No one tells me I'm going to need diapers. What the hell?
Oh my God. Was this your first colonoscopy?
No, this is my third one, but never.
You've never shat yourself before.
Shat myself. It was like I couldn't even put on pants because if it did, I went through five pairs of underpants. It was disgusting.
It's horrifying.
Horrifying.
Disgusting.
There should be like an owner's manual out there somewhere that people should know that when they're gonna do this, they better buy Depends or something. I don't even know what you're supposed to do. It was a nightmare. And then
they should tell you that. They should give you the medication plus Depends.
Yeah. Something or plastic pants or I don't know, just like to tell you that you're going to be sitting on the toilet from 4 o'clock until 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
So I went to physical therapy and I told them that it was literally a shit show that was going on this
weekend. Why are you sharing this with the physical therapist?
I don't know. They all just think that I'm a clown.
You are a clown.
I know.
You wonder where I get this clown from.
I don't know. I
know. It's you.
I don't know. Mom, but speaking of that.
Mom, we got about 5 minutes left.
And I
the
just
show.
Want to, we're at a very apropos point.
Okay, go for it.
Hit on or shit on.
It's hit on or shit on. This is where we take your comments and questions or wherever you leave them and determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. And since we're live, you can hit on or shit on us in the real time
free.
And we'll determine whether they hit on or shit on.
I just would like to... I would like to say before we get to that point, there it is. There was a comment from Brooks 34223 that said, "Notice she has meth teeth."
Oh.
Now I want
no
you to know.
Way.
That is one thing I pride myself on. I've always had nice teeth. I never had to wear braces, and I keep them nice and white. What the hell is that?
Meth teeth.
Meth.
What
like
the
crystal
fuck?
Meth. Like
yeah, I know crystal meth. What, how did you end up with meth teeth?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
That my teeth look broken and brown and disgusting?
I don't know what meth teeth look like.
Well, when I watched Snowfall, there were a lot of meth heads on there, and their teeth were horrible. Anyway, that was a shit on, really big shit on.
Well, I got a comment here from Kylie who says, "Karen's tank top is awesome. It's giving hot mom."
Oh, thank you. You know what? It's a sneaky freak, you guys. I've got my sneaky freak tank top.
Yes.
You all can get one if you just go to our website, sextacosmom.com, and go to shop, and you can get your own sneaky freak garb.
That's exactly right. You can be the hot mom like
you
Karen
can be
Lee.
The
thank
hot
you,
mom.
Kylie.
Thank you. That was a hit on.
Hit on.
Thank you.
We got that light guy who says, "Cam, you're a sweet fella."
Oh, that's a hit on.
You're a swell fella. Just kidding. You're a swell fella.
Still,
that's a hit on. Thank you, that light guy.
What about old fat farks comment?
Oh, God.
You could be my cougar or sugar mama. I considering he's called old fat fart, why would I want to be either?
I love that.
We got Maria Torres's comment that says, I'm size 8 if you fuck. Joel. Joel. Joel,
no,
did you write that?
No way.
How weird is that? I'm size 8 if you fuck. If I don't fuck, I'm size 9. What does that mean, if you fuck?
You know what size 8 is.
I know, but what does he mean?
Size 8 is 8 inches.
You got it. A ruler? That's 8 is above average.
It is above. I my friend who has 8.5-inch penis. We've been on the podcast.
Not all that. We're not talking about waist. Yeah. All of a sudden. We're not talking about dress sizes. We're talking about
this dick sizes.
Dick size. We got SUT.
SUT's 101's comment, the geriatric dance.
That was a shit on. See, there geez. You go. Not only am I a meth head, I put on geriatric dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tony Luna 665's comment, no, you're right. That's embarrassing and been run through all the year. Not even good all lose. Why make a video?
Wait, what?
What does that mean? I just thought it was so incoherent. I had to say that even if it's a shit on, I don't give
it. It sounds like a shit on for sure.
And then reply to James Baldwin, 3679, who said, old vampires, thousands of years old. What? What? Old vampires? I'm an old vampire? Why are you laughing? Are you think it's funny? People are shitting all over me. I got shit on with the colonoscopy, and I'm getting shit on by everybody out there. And
you were called a vampire and a meth head.
I'm a vampire meth head with a geriatric dance. Oh, and then to sum it up, we got Jimmy who said, you, and this is a response to some sort of a monkey, you would be lucky to have a monkey do you.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I would be lucky to have a monkey do me.
Oh my God.
You a got monkey geriatric.
Were these all directed, were these on your personal page?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of hit, a lot of shit.
Shit on all shit over the place.
Well, bully you too.
You had a shitty week over here, mother.
That was a culmination.
Unfortunately, we don't really have time for Mom's News or Cam's Uppers.
All right. Well, it's been fun.
It has been fun. I want to thank everyone who's been participating in this conversation.
Yeah, we really enjoyed going live with you guys.
Very fun.
We'll do it again next time.
We're going to do it again next time if we can make it work. And if I'm not in France, maybe if I'm in France, it might even be easier.
Oh, FYI. Yeah, because that's so easy.
Oh, it's easy.
It's so easy.
Anyway, I love you guys, and it's great to hear from you. I appreciate you listening right now, if you're currently listening.
I appreciate you being our patron on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
You give us the funds to record in this gorgeous studio. So thank you, Dr. Self-Tapes, and thank you to our patron members for making this happen. And
let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a shitstorm on your knees. I don't even know what the...
A shitstorm on your knees?
On your knees, yeah, on your knees.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it works.
Yeah.
You've rhymed knees, I mean, maybe 50 times over
you
the,
got something
the
else?
500
what else
episodes
rhymes
you've been doing?
With
birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and something in shitties.
Yeah, it isn't so easy,
shitties,
is it, Bill?
I can't control my shitties. That's
can't
pretty good.
Control my shitties.
Yeah.
At the glory holies.
Yeah.
What would you do if you're in a glory hole and all of a sudden you got to take a shit? Because I've seen one girl say, I got to take a piss. What do you do?
This is how you want to end the show? You've seen in the episode where they say I need to go take a piss?
It was translated in like the subtitle.
From Czech to English. Yeah. Why don't you just learn Czech so you can participate in these
I'll just learn Czech because it's an easy language to learn.
At this point you should. I'm often watching porn in Spanish.
Speak Spanish. I don't speak Czech.
I don't know how to dirty talk that well in Spanish.
Well, that could be your goal.
I'm learning. All right. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta for now.